Well, the mics are back on, the computers are going, and it's Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Thanks to everyone for helping us, tuning us in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and also YouTube. We have our own website, too, at Radio Entrepreneurs. Thanks to Nathan. And I think he's finally starting to update that as much as possible, picking on him as we go. We have to do one pick every morning. Our next guest is Melinda Garfield, president of Mass Access and executive director of the Westwood Media Center. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, which one do you want to describe to us first, Mass Access or
let me tell you about Westwood Media Center because it's all kind of tied in. So great. The Westwood Media Center is the local public education and government channels for the town of Westwood. So, we are covering local government meetings, we are holding educational workshops for the students, and we're allowing residents to come in and use all kinds of high-definition, awesome equipment that we have in our studio.
Very nice.
So in Massachusetts, almost every single town and city has one of us.
Right.
So I'm actually the president of the statewide organization that represents all of us.
No kidding.
And that's what Mass Access is.
Well, then describe that whole, the whole sort of grassroots, how it all began. Why is it important to society?
Sure. Well, it started with the First Amendment. So in the 80s, the Cable Act, it's a federal law that any city and town that, the cable companies come into. In Massachusetts, we're more familiar with Comcast and Verizon. So when Comcast and Verizon come in and string their wires along our public rights of way, there is a federal law that makes them give back to the community up to a certain percentage of their gross annual revenues, and that is to be used for public education and government services, cable services. So they give us a channel on their television system, and they give us operating and capital so that we can build out our municipalities in terms of, pan and tilt cameras and perfect audio so that we can broadcast meetings live.
Right. And emergencies.
And emergencies, of course. It's an accessibility thing. It's, as I said, it started as a First Amendment right. So before the YouTube and the social media age, this was the place where the community could come in, stand on their soapbox, and get their message out over the cable channels.
And some people have regular, let's say, shows on those channels, correct?
Yep.
And they don't get paid for those shows,
Nope. It's something that they've been doing just to get their message out, to express their creativity. That's kind of how it started. Now we're in a totally different world with cord cutters, because as you may know, you said you have some, millennial children. Mm-hmm. A lot of the millennials have decided that they don't need cable services. It's expensive.
Right.
So they're just getting Netflix, Hulu, and we call that over-the-top stuff to watch whatever they want to watch, and they're getting away from cable TV. So without a cable box, PEG Access does not get funded. So it's kind of up to me, to figure out how am I going to find alternative revenue for this industry so that it doesn't just die by the wayside. And there's obviously a bunch of different ways to go about this, but it's kind of what I've been focusing on.
That sounds like a major task. You must be doing this with a team, or are you doing it all alone?
I do. I have a board of, I believe there's 8 of us. Mm-hmm. We're working currently on some state legislation. I'm actually flying out to D.C. after this. There's an FCC rule right now that could really be detrimental to our industry, so I'm going to go talk to Warren and Markey and a couple of the Congress people to let them know that, if they really need to urge the FCC to not make this rule.
Wow. Wow. So you have to lobby as well.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Now, what's your background that you got into all of this, or did it just sort of happen?
I've only been doing this for 8 years. Prior to that, I worked in news. I was a teacher. I moved to New York City. I worked for MTV. I brought a couple of films to Sundance. I kind of tried it all and then realized that the only full-time gig in this area is really, it's either news or it's community media. So I tried this and kind of been at it ever since.
Wow. And how did you get appointed to this position? What did you do right or wrong?
I tagged along.
Right.
On the former presidency, I kind of was watching, trying to understand, when I take a job, I want to know, why am I here? What is this job supposed to, and it's not just, what is my day-to-day, but what's the impact and what's the greater need and how can I utilize my resources? And I kind of just stumbled upon becoming a part of the statewide organization.
Well, I mean, I understand what you mentioned earlier about these channels. I spent yesterday watching Amazon Prime, so when I had my free time. But what are the things that sort of your biggest obstacles you think moving ahead over the next 5 years?
Finding revenue, and
in addition to what you're getting from these cable,
right? Because it's going away. I think in 5 years you will see at least half, if not 2/3, of everyone's budget in my industry off. Totally gone. And it's, you know, it's something that the national organizations have been talking about. We're seeing like a 5 to 10% subscriber drop every year. Not to mention what's going to happen when these rules come down at the federal level. So
where is the alternative money? Do you know?
Well, I'm trying. There's a lot of different options. I mean, most of us are nonprofits, but there's a couple of, government run agencies. They're probably in better shape. Mm-hmm. So I think trying to figure out if your municipality deems your services crucial is one big hurdle, so that you could find some municipal money. The other way, doing some for-profit work. My station does a couple, we have a couple clients. We have an amazing studio, so we rent out our studio. Classes. We have, 10 computers with the entire Adobe Creative Suite on it, so wow. We can teach anything. And, some places are going into equipment rental. So
Melinda, let's go back closer to home.
Sure.
In terms of Westwood, or in terms of your programming, what makes you proudest?
Ooh.
Some of the things that you're currently putting on the air.
I would say that's what we're working on right now. I am so excited to finally have connected with the what we'll call like the cool kids in high school, because they have already got their YouTube show, 6 or 7 silly guys doing really funny stuff, and we said, hey, let's up your production value, let's work together, and we're really excited to start working on that. But we do the things that we currently show, Around the Hoop, it's the the boys and girls basketball coaches come in every week and they give their, rundown of what happened. They bring in their kids. We have like a local news show called Inside Westwood that just kind of gives you some stuff. But I think it's really the stuff that we do around the municipality. So before town meeting, we do like a know before you go. So you know the warrant articles and you know what you're voting on, and so that you don't have to read a 20-page packet in order to figure out what's going on in your municipality, and that's important.
So if somebody was looking for you, how would they do that? If they wanted to connect with you, find out more information, support what you're doing?
Well, we have our website's westwoodmediacenter.tv. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our YouTube channel. It's not just our TV channels anymore. We really have to make sure that all of our programming hits the digital airwaves so that people can really see it, watch it when they want to watch it. I think that's the way the new wave of watching things. You want immediate access when you want it, on demand. And providing that is crucial. So our YouTube channel is probably the most popular. But massaccess.org is also where you can find some information about all the statewide things that are going on.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and good luck. I know you got a big task ahead of you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I remind everybody, we're speaking with Melinda Garfield, president of Mass Access and executive director of Westwood Media Center. Big job ahead of you. Thanks for being on the show. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.